All right, welcome everyone to our very first deep dive. And we are starting off strong, tackling a challenge that you, our listeners, sent us.
Oh, excellent.
So you're a sales leader and you're looking to help your team craft those killer big idea slides,
Yeah.
the ones that instantly hook prospects.
The ones that make them say yes.
Yeah. And that's what we're diving into today, right? We're dissecting all your source material, going to uncover those secrets to building those really compelling slides that, set the stage for a winning pitch.
Absolutely.
So, where do we even begin with this?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? The big idea slide, it goes beyond just showcasing your product. You're painting a picture of your prospect's world. You're showing them that you understand their challenges.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And one source even said, and I love this quote, you have to know deeply about the customer's problem and the problem's origins.
Right.
It's like becoming a detective. You're digging into the root cause of their pain points.
You really have
Oh,
to.
for sure.
And that deep understanding then allows you to position yourself as that trusted advisor right from the very start.
Yeah.
And the source material, it delves into some really powerful psychological principles that underpin this approach.
Oh, interesting.
Things like perceived expertise, social proof, cognitive dissonance.
Okay. Perceived expertise. That one, I gotta say, that one really resonates with me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're just instinctively drawn to people who, seem like they got it all figured out.
I think we all are, yeah. Well, you think about it. You're more likely to trust a doctor who has, say, years of experience and specialized knowledge than someone who just Googled a few symptoms, right?
Right? Exactly.
It's tapping into that inherent authority bias that we all have.
Totally. Like if someone is presenting themselves as the expert, like my brain's already half convinced.
Sure.
But how do we actually translate that into a big idea slide?
Yeah.
Is it just slapping on a bunch of fancy credentials?
I don't think so. I think it's about showcasing your deep knowledge, not just claiming it.
I see.
The source material suggests using statistics effectively, weaving in compelling stories, and, demonstrating a real grasp of the prospect's industry and those specific pain points they're facing.
So it's not just stating the facts,
Yeah.
it's about telling a story.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, and that brings me to social proof.
Oh, good one.
Like checking those online reviews before trying a new restaurant,
I
right?
do it all the time.
Yeah, me too. If a place has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm way more likely to give it a shot.
Oh, for sure.
So, how does that translate into the sales world?
Well, that's the beauty of social proof. It leverages existing trust. So if others are vouching for you, the prospect is more primed to believe that you can deliver.
That makes
We
sense.
get yeah.
Yeah. The source material really emphasized testimonials and case studies on that big idea slide. It's
Yeah.
like, don't just take our word for it. Hear
Yeah.
what our happy customers have to say.
Exactly.
Okay. But there's this other principle, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
That one feels a little trickier to me.
Oh, yeah. It is. This one is about shaking things up a bit. It's about challenging the prospect's existing assumptions. Imagine you think you've mastered a recipe,
Oh, yeah.
and then you see, say, a professional chef make it, and you realize your version was completely off. That's cognitive dissonance. It's that uncomfortable feeling of, wait, I thought I knew what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Like that moment of realizing my understanding was flawed.
Yeah.
So, does that mean like we're intentionally trying to make our prospects feel uncomfortable?
It's not about making them feel bad.
Okay.
It's about helping them see a new perspective
Okay.
by introducing a level of dissonance. A well-crafted big idea slide can make the prospect more receptive to a new solution. They're seeking that resolution to that internal conflict.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
They want to be right. They want to have the best understanding.
I like that.
Yeah. So that desire to resolve discomfort, that leads us right into the next principle, the desire for solutions.
Okay.
We're all wired to seek answers, especially when we're facing a challenge.
It's like that feeling of hitting a wall on a project, and suddenly anyone who seems to have the answer becomes my new best friend.
Exactly.
The source material really hit on this. When we're stuck, we're naturally drawn to those who hold the key.
Yeah, and that's where your big idea slide can really shine. It's not just about presenting the problem, it's about positioning yourself as the solution provider or the
Okay.
guide who can lead them out of that maze.
It's about giving them that sigh of relief that, aha, someone gets it. moment.
Yes.
But even with the best solution, you still need to build trust, right?
Absolutely. Trust and credibility are essential.
Mm-hmm.
One source even suggested focusing on aligning your message with the prospect's concerns. You know, it's about showing them that you're not just there to make a sale, but to genuinely help.
Yeah, it's like that feeling when you meet a salesperson who truly listens and seems to understand your needs. It completely changes the dynamic.
It does. Little things can go a long way.
For sure.
Using language that reflects their pain points, you know, highlighting how your solution directly addresses their aspirations. It's about building that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of feeling overwhelmed, decision fatigue was another big one from the source material. Anyone else get totally paralyzed when trying to choose a new phone? There's just too many options.
Oh, I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah.
And your prospects are feeling this too. They're bombarded with information, choices,
yeah.
And that's where your big idea slide comes in. It offers them that clarity,
okay.
A clear path forward.
So instead of adding to that noise, we want to simplify their decision-making process.
Mm-hmm.
Make it clear that choosing us is the easiest and the most effective path.
Exactly. Present your solution with confidence, stripping away the complexity. Make them think, yes, this makes perfect sense. This is what I need.
It's like that breath of fresh air when you finally find that perfect solution after hours of searching.
Yeah.
So we covered a ton of ground here, from expertise and social proof to trust and even decision fatigue. It feels like building a big idea slide is like crafting this psychological masterpiece.
You're absolutely right. It's about understanding the human element, the psychology behind persuasion. But there's one more critical aspect we need to explore.
Okay, one more critical aspect. It feels like we've covered so much already.
Yeah.
From building that perception of expertise to navigating the nuances of cognitive dissonance.
I know, right? But it's the story you tell. The source material really emphasized this point, and it's something we can't overlook.
Ah, the power of storytelling.
Exactly.
We all love a good story, but how do we weave that magic into a single slide?
Well, think about it this way. The most compelling big idea slides don't just present information, they create an experience.
Nope.
They draw a prospect in, make them feel like they're part of a narrative.
So it's about connecting with them on an emotional level.
Yeah.
Making them feel something.
Yes, emotions drive decisions.
Okay.
Think about your core message. What problem is your prospect facing? What are their goals, their dreams, and how does your solution help them get there?
It's like finding that emotional thread that resonates with their deepest desires, aspirations. But we can't write a novel on a slide. How do we tell a compelling story in such a limited space?
Right. Let's say your prospect is a company and they're struggling to keep up with the competition. Instead of just listing your product's features, tell a story about a similar company that was in the same boat.
Okay. So we paint a picture of their struggles, their frustrations, you know, those moments of feeling lost and overwhelmed. And then what?
Then you show how your solution transformed their situation. You highlight their successes, their growth, their newfound ability to not just survive, but to thrive.
It's like taking them on a journey, showing them the path from struggle to triumph. Suddenly, it's not just a sales pitch. It's an inspiring story that they can connect with on a personal level.
And that's the magic of storytelling. It allows you to tap into those deep-seated desires, you know, for success, resolution, for a brighter future. It's about giving them a glimpse of what's possible.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've gone from unpacking these psychological principles to crafting compelling narratives, all focused on building those really persuasive big idea slides.
It has. And you know, it all boils down to this. A truly effective big idea slide, it's more than just information. It's a carefully crafted experience that leverages psychology, empathy, storytelling to create a powerful and persuasive message that resonates with your prospect.
Absolutely. And to our listener out there, the sales leader looking to elevate their team's pitching game, your big idea slide, it's your first and possibly best opportunity to make a lasting impression.
It is.
Use it to establish expertise, build trust, and inspire your prospects to say yes.
Don't underestimate the power of that single slide. It can be the key to unlocking some incredible sales success.
Absolutely. And a huge thank you to our sponsor, Spearhead Studios, for making this deep dive possible. If you are looking for help crafting persuasive sales decks, they are the experts. Check them out at www.spearheadstudios.work or text them at 602-478-3314.
They'll help you transform your big idea slides into those sales-generating masterpieces.
And to our listener, thank you for joining us on this very first deep dive. We hope you found it insightful, and we look forward to exploring more fascinating topics with you in the future.
We do. Remember, the most important question to ask yourself is this. What story are you telling on that big idea slide? Make it a story worth listening to.